Absolution or forgiveness is of two kinds, human and divine, our personal forgiveness between each other, and God's forgiveness toward us. When it comes to human forgiveness, the Bible tells us that we must forgive in our hearts those who sin against us, even if we do not tell someone who has sinned against us that we forgive them. When someone sins against us and then asks for our forgiveness, then it is necessary for us to tell them that we forgive them. That is human forgiveness or personal absolution. But what we call holy absolution is when God forgives and absolves us for the sake of Christ. That is what we are mainly interested in focusing on in this homily. The basis for holy absolution is the atoning death for Christ on the cross. When Jesus suffered and died, he made the payment for our sins, all sins of all people, to God the Father. We sinners are those who deserve temporal and eternal punishment because of our original sin and actual sins. But God loved the world so much that he gave his Son, the incarnate Christ, to pay for our sins so that all who believe in him, trust in him, have faith in him, will have eternal life. And this faith is created by the gospel in order to receive Christ's word and sacraments, including holy absolution, for our salvation. As we see in the gospel reading for today, Christ instituted the apostolic ministry to exercise his keys to lock and unlock the kingdom of heaven, depending upon whether a person is repentant or not. For repentant Christians, the pastor, in the stead and by the command of Christ, forgives you all your sins. This is not human forgiveness. It is not the forgiveness of the pastor, but it is Christ speaking through him to accomplish God's forgiveness, Christ's holy absolution within you. On the cross, Christ cried out, "Father, forgive them." After his resurrection, Christ instituted the holy ministry to offer holy absolution, God's forgiveness, to the penitent. Through this divine absolution, you receive the Holy Spirit, as you do also in the preaching, teaching, and meditation on God's Word, in holy baptism, as we heard last week, and in holy communion, as we will hear next week. So, dear Christian, rejoice in this great gift that Christ gives to you. Amen.